I never felt like we were part of the like the bookies scene, even though we played there and we would go there to the other thing. I never felt we were part of any scene, really. I don't know if the other guys felt the same way, but I think so. We were kind of like in our own little world, for better or for worse. But one thing that was great was we got to open up for other bands of like Destroy All Monsters, which was, you know, Ron Ashton, one of our all-time favorite heroes. You know, hanging out with him afterwards and him just like sitting on the edge of the stage, drinking a beer and telling stories. That kind of stuff was great. Or one time we were in the recording studio and I don't know, it may have been when we were doing Young, Gifted, and White or one of the other songs from around then that we met Jimmy Ruffin, the great Motown singer who did What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. And he gave us this beautiful speech, this monologue on, you know, the nature of on the nature of the music business and the beauty and the glory of it and the mean-spirited, evil, pocket-picking, soul-crushing aspects of it too. I wish I could remember his speech word for word because it was one of the most informative and beautiful things I've ever heard in my life, but I can't remember it. This is probably, you know, when we were like, you know, 18, 19, 20, and he was Jimmy Ruffin. We just sat there with our mouths open, listening. What else are you going to do anyway?